completely pleased. By softly unsung. Fed by Herd the Owl. Sam isn't known for being careless, which is why Teen had relished the opportunity to tease him for forgetting his wallet and fake IDs at the motel that morning.
Way to go, Detective Kirk, Teen teased with a sarcastic nod. Your partner must be the brains of operation there.
My partner thinks cheeseburgers are a food group. Sam checked his pockets for the 8th time.
I wouldn't argue with him, Teen shrugged.
Look, I'll handle the morgue. Just go get your shit and meet me here in an hour. The punch on the arm was a surprise.
Come on, what was that for? Sam whined.
For having to drive baby without a license.
When you get thrown in jail, I'll bail her out, but I ain't coming for you.
Teen joked as he tossed Sam the keys.
Hopefully joked. And if you ask me to, I'll tell him to keep you handcuffed just for the hell of it.
Teen danced his badge in Sam's face.
Yeah, Sam waved him off as he headed back to the parking lot,
entertaining the thought of faking a flat and leaving Dean waiting at the hospital all day. Just for the hell of it. It's a day of firsts, but this is still the last thing he expects to see when he finally enters the motel room. Castiel, spread out on Dean's bed, a hand in his pants and eyes wide and staring at the doorway, looking like a deer caught in the headlights. Sam wonders if there's a possible way this won't end awkwardly.
Probably not.
Castiel rolls to his side, concealing the scene under his tan coat as Sam moves the rest of the way into the room and shuts the door from the innocent eyes of passerby.
Last thing that would help would be some grandmother calling them both perverts and swearing to take the grandkids to Disney next time. A guy wearing a trench coat in a state experiencing 80-degree weather is weird enough already.
Man, I'm sorry. I forgot my wallet and just...
Sam begins, trying not to notice the small movements under the tan fabric, but ultimately failing.
Look, it's no big deal. Everyone does it.
I do it.
This is clearly not the direction this conversation needs to go.
I'm just saying, it's normal, so I'll just...
leave.
If you wanna...
leave.
I mean... we've got a few more places to stop and all, is what I'm saying.
Oh, Christ. Face flushing, Sam stalks toward the bathroom where his wallet lay waiting to be rescued from this bizarre scene that no person or thing should be forced to witness. Unfortunately, Castiel decides at the same moment to take refuge in the bathroom. The collision is inevitable. Sam grabs the teetering angel's arm to steady them both and is surprised by the wet mess covering Castiel's hand and sleeve and soaking through his slacks.
Oh, Sam says, stepping back briskly.
He tries his best to stay casual despite the circumstances.
You know, it's better if you take those off first, Sam gestures vaguely towards his pants.
Cass looks down and back up, brows knitted into something resembling embarrassment, or possibly confusion. Sam isn't really fluent in reading Castiel.
I have not.
Cass pauses to consider his words, eyes searching the empty air before him.
I'm not sure. If he doesn't know how to take his pants off, we've lost the war for sure.
What's wrong?
I cannot bring myself to completion.
His admission is quiet, and he drops his gaze to the floor.
Wait, you mean you haven't?
Sam hopes he doesn't need to finish the sentence, and looks out when Castiel just shakes his head in response. He feels a rush of pity for the angel, realizing how strange these human sensations must be for him since his power started draining. After all the angel has done for him and his brother, the least he can do is help him out here.
So, you want some pointers? I could do pointers.
Lightly gripping his shoulders, Sam walks Cass back until his legs hit the bed, and he bounces down into a sitting position. He goes to back away, but Cass catches his wrist.
I really need to finish, Sam,
he says, desperation in his voice and in his eyes.
You mean you want me to?
Sam swallows, butterflies, or perhaps African bees, suddenly swarming in his stomach.
Please.
Well, he'd wanted to help.
This is not the day Sam had expected when he'd woken up. He never thought he'd be tugging the layers off an angel while said angel sits there looking frustrated and ashamed,
and he never expected to find himself torn between wanting to comfort him and getting a strange thrill out of seeing such a powerful being stuck on the edge, dependent on his help. There's got to be a special place in hell for people who think stuff like this. One final pull leaves Castiel naked as his slacks fall free, and Sam is again surprised by the mess left inside them. He looks over at Castiel as he lets his own dress coat slide to the floor, and rolls up his sleeves until his forearms are bare.
"You really haven't come yet?"
Castiel shakes his head. Though Sam is skeptical at first, a glance at his half-hard cock dribbling pre-cum down the valley between his thighs is awfully convincing. Is Sam's mouth really watering at this?
Is something wrong?
He looks up to find Blue Eyes staring worriedly into his own.
"No, no," Sam assures him. "It's just... you're really wet down there."
"That is abnormal," Castiel asks, a look of concern on his face. He shifts slightly where he sits, arms crossing and then uncrossing in modesty. With a reassuring smile, Sam pushes at Castiel's chest until he's resting back on his elbows and drops to his knees before the V of his spread legs.
"No, I'm just saying, you're really..."
He lightly drags a finger through the slick mess on his thigh. "Really wet." Castiel hitches his breath at the foreign touch, a barely there sound that Sam finds encouraging. He runs his slippery fingers along his inner thigh, up to the sensitive area where thigh meets torso, across the plane of his lower stomach, purposefully avoiding the area Castiel needs his touch most.
"I'm not sure this will help me finish," Castiel says, eyes following the movement of his hand.
"You'll get there, don't worry." But Sam brings his hand down, cupping his sack. "Don't you want it to be good?" This must be new territory to him, because Cass outright hisses at the touch, hands bunching in the bedspread as he widens his legs and pushes up his hips, prompting a smile from Sam. He gently rolls Cass's balls in his hand, softly squeezing until a trickle of cum leaks from the head of his cock, pooling on his stomach.
"Fuck, you're so full."
Sam keeps fondling his swollen sack, leaning in to blow cool air across the damp skin and hair. He's rewarded with a moan. "You like that?" He grins, watching Cass's head loll back on his shoulders.
"Sam, please."
"Shh." Sam releases him and stands, placing his hands on Castiel's hips and encouraging him to scoop further up the bed. He takes the hint.
"Just wait, Cass. It's gonna feel so good."
Sam stops him when he's in the right spot, with just enough space to plant his heels onto the bed.
"I bet you'll come for so long you'll think it'll never stop."
Castiel writhes at the words, or maybe from the anticipation, dropping flat back against the bed and letting his knees fall wide. Sam accepts the invitation, running his tongue up his still slick thigh.
"Maybe I'll share a taste of it with you."
And then he's lapping gently at Castiel's balls, laving them with his tongue. He hears the angel's moans and looks up, wishing he could see the lust on his face. He knows how to get his attention. Pulling his face away, Sam runs a wet finger down his perineum and rubs teasingly over the angel's entrance. Unprepared for the touch, Castiel pushes away with a gasp. His eyes are lust-blown and surprised when they finally meet Sam's.
"Relax, only if you want me to,"
Sam promises before dipping his head back down, licking his way up the vein of his cock, tonguing the slit at its head, tasting the pre-cum there. Before Castiel's shiver even ends, Sam's mouth is gone, the only evidence of it warm breath over heated skin.
"It would feel amazing, though, my fingers inside you, filling you up like nothing you've ever felt before."
Castiel's mouth has fallen slack, his eyes unfocused. Sam brings him back to earth by rubbing his finger through the pre-cum spilled on his stomach, getting it wet and making teasing circles against the skin.
"Do you want it, Cass?"
"Yes," he replies, and that's all Sam needs. He pushes his way inside, slowly, careful to make it as painless as possible. If this is really Castiel's first time doing this, he's damn sure it won't be his fault if it's his last. He patiently works Cass open, using his gasps, his racket breaths to judge when he's ready for another push, another finger. He's two digits in when he hits his prostate for the first time, and he knows exactly when he's found it. Castiel's back arches up and his eyes flutter shut, his mouth gaping but noiseless. Sam smiles at the gush of precum that leaks from his stick. He uses the new pull of it to slick up the third finger before pushing back in.
"So wet for me," Sam teases, kissing the inside of his knee.
A flush creeps up Castiel's chest and face. He keeps working his fingers, in, out, crooking them every few thrusts to hit his prostate. Castiel gasps every time, his stomach getting messier and messier. Sam feels too distant from it and stills his hand while he climbs onto his knees between Castiel's legs, leaving them splayed over his thighs. His pants are too tight, too restricting, but there's no time to worry about himself. He instead puts his focus onto the body jerking against the bed, trying to fuck itself on Sam's silked fingers. Sam only leans close, lips against his ear, whispers, "I could fuck you just like this. No lube or anything. Just your own cum sliding me home." His hand moves and Castiel cries out. Sam smiles. "Would you like that?" He could get used to hearing the angel beg.
"Please what? Want me to fill you up? Make you come on my cock?"
And Sam imagines it sinking into that wet heat, Cass slicked up by his own pre-cum until Sam is filling him up too. Maybe he could taste it after, lick it up as it trickled out, savor the salty taste of their fluids mixed together on his tongue. Maybe Cass would want to taste it too.
Sam, is all Cass can force out, a tear leaking from the corner of his eye, and then Sam changes the motion of his hand,
rubbing his prostate relentlessly as he takes the angel in hand. 1, 2, 3 strokes, and Castiel is coming with a cry, comes spilling across his chest and Sam's fist and shirt. Even Sam is impressed by how long it lasts, and he works Cass through the tremors with both his fists and his fingers until the body beneath him goes limp. Pushing himself back from his kneel between his legs, Sam moves to sit beside him on the bed.
"Maybe another time, then."
He's pretty sure Castiel just smiled. As he considers the best way to take care of his own growing problem, he hears his cell ring from the pocket of the jacket on the floor. Shit. He looks down at the mess on his clothes and realizes he won't be interviewing anyone today. "Tina's gonna kill me." He knows his brother will call him out on it if he says it over the phone, so he settles for a text message. "Tire blue. In tow truck now." It isn't even 30 seconds before his phone buzzes. "We're never driving again." He probably means it. And Sam expects another punch on the arm when Dean realizes the car was fine all along. Maybe another one, somewhere more northward, when he notices the mess he's left on Dean's bed. But it's worth it. To leave feedback for the author, please visit softlyunsung.livejournal.com/880.html.